Исух чиг ажил хайц наяг хүлээд ах. Ай бонилтын дөг ит ган чиг фагни. Мэлхгүйс нэг яах чиг лиг бүд. Дөх бисух чиг алам дах. Нүн наад ксаг лиг. Нүн наад түнт мит ган бису ах гауда. Чани макбанах хүлд мил лай. Макут нуна тай чимаалг кинг нунам кайнга хонгут нкоп веснаан нунаан тай чимаал нунам хватчени туккутай макуни нуичин коп веснаан туну малини чали 70% та 7 night provision нагани чали у нуичин коп веснаан та пили куни афкук чаах каулуку алаани нуичиннаан алаани хва Make $1 million chalista make a kuni $700,000 aftah kaul kwasat nunat pilu king a $300,000 tun rajtun alakutum flat chani chani tamat chekun 50% atam $300,000 nam aftah kaul ku village corporation nani am shakhnana nistauna afkok chakum tutang kum tu chani illoni pitagaluni 14 semi Women city in Chikyut Kshatsin 1,280 acres city Chilaganin. Bill Ratsin Pinuku. Tali Makut Stakat Konkutanun Nautan Pnuna. Piu Mandre Chali Tunaksu Makkaluki Chali Gaznalini. Tali Nuna Putchali Amlitin in Sweet Nabuchali Yuguyaguta. Afkik cago mana tain liku tari marah kawin liku tari mari lutas. Dalam celum yang tersenyum kui ingat cali. Mana nuna pika put. Kan ketua semcici cincin pika kau liku. Dalam celum nang tak kau luta. Kau tempin nol red cincin pekut. Alah kau tut magut pilai Kuat nun yok tak situ. Kata dia kamu na. Kuat nun yok tak situ. Nun yok kong kupikir. Una cali kong kuat nun kuata nih tuh kaput cali. Cium kuat nak sini you wah kau kumta. Kuat tak tak soal pici kata orang, orang nampak nak kasih koyak, tamak kah. I started out with a point that I made in Tununuk that Anska itself is written in a piece of paper that can easily be burned. And destroyed because it's written in black and white and can easily be burned and destroyed that way easily. During the time of the passage of the Native Claim Settlement Act, I was in a middle school. I was about seventh grade that time, and I did not know whether or not my land, my Aboriginal right and my Aboriginal land title was signed off by a handful of so-called Native leaders. And I have studied the history of the treatment of the other Indian tribes in the lower 48 by the U.S. government to this date, and I know for the fact that there is a new approach that the U.S. government is trying for the treatment of its indigenous people since its old policy have failed. And now, eventually, whatever they have planned to have probably will fail because we were not businessmen at the first place. going back to the time the U.S. government purchased the state of Alaska from the so-called Tsar, now known as the Soviet Union. I have learned that by studying when I went to school that the only area Russian government controlled were just a trading post in Southeast Alaska named Sitka, others, and the only group of Alaska natives they have ever conquered were the Aleuts. And they have not, and I know for the fact that our people were not actually controlled by the Russian government. And based on that, as far as I'm concerned, the Treaty of Sicily itself is not valid in terms of selling off my land. And looking at the treaty itself, it was just, as far as I'm concerned, selling the AC company that's in existence right now that used to be owned by the Russian government. And during that time, during the time that the Russian government sold Alaska, I have learned that the Tsar, the government of the Russian government, was losing its empire because of some wars that they were involved in. And I guess that's the only reason why the U.S. government is here today. And if it wasn't that, I guess we would have been under Russian control, or we would have been better off at this point. Due to the fact that the Russians did not control the Yupik Nation, I guess that's why the Russian government made a provision in the treaty itself to allow the native people to enjoy their freedom as they have always been in the past. And it's assuming that that was the case. And during the passage of ANSCA, I guess we know on numerous occasions tonight we have heard that our people were not consulted nor given the opportunity to vote on the acceptance of the settlement. To me, the act itself in its entirety is not valid and does not exist. Even though I served as the chairman of the board for Akejok Limited, the local village corporation for Akejok Native Community. And the native corporations established by the, as a result of the Native Claim Settlement Act, are actually foreign to our people that are virtually dependent on subsistence way of life rather than by money itself. And if I understood the intent of the act itself, I guess the U.S. government deliberately expected and know that, and I know that they knew that we were not businessmen at the first place, and we wouldn't be old businessmen overnight. And apparently, I think that new approach that the U.S. government is taking to, as far as the treatment of the native people, is apparently failing. Because at this point, majority of the native corporations, both regional and village corporations, have not made money, and our local village corporation haven't made money yet either. I will not go further into the statistics because I only believe that the only people that have the right to grant land are the owners, not to be granted the land as it is intended in ANSCA. To this date, the passage of ANSCA itself, as far as I am concerned, have not benefited in socially as far as the native community is concerned in terms of monetary benefits. Furthermore, as a result of ASCA, I haven't seen, I guess I'm wrong, but I haven't seen one rich person yet. But the only people I've seen benefiting and smiling around are the lawyers, accountants, oil companies, and especially the state of Alaska that have received well over, I guess, little less than a third of the landscape of the state. And some of the provisions of the act itself, looking at the settlement itself, the surface estate that is owned by the village corporations is not enough. It does not benefit the actual native people that reside in the immediate area, because the subsurface right is only reserved for the regional corporation. And as far as seven-night provision, that's been one of the, I guess, one of the most controversial sections of the act. I guess it's not controversial, but as far as the act itself, if Jalisco makes $1 million, it's required by law to share 70% of that $1 million with other regional corporations, and to keep the $300,000 and take the half and take the other half and divide it among the other regional village corporations. And as far as the village corporations, that doesn't amount to much. And one of the worst sections of the act itself is in the 14C provision of the act, where it does not even mention the fact that we have tribal governments, but only recognizing the city government, making the city government entitled to 1,280 acres, where I don't think the Native Claim Settlement Act was to for that purpose.
Has the Akiyachuk Village Corporation transferred acreage under Section 14C to the city?
Well, what we're planning is we do not wish to recognize the provision and have not transferred any land, as far as 14C land is concerned, to the city, Crawfords. And as far as the government, Akitsakari Council that I work for, we have talked numerously about it and have no intentions to transfer the land.
That is the corporation.
Right.
And you're chairman of the board of the corporation.
And also I'm a tribal administrator for the Akitsakari Native community at this time.
Akiyachuk.
The IRA Council, yeah. And one other provision of the Act that I guess is a loophole is that stock alienation. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's a provision itself that is actually a termination. It's actually a threat that is planted in the act itself that would virtually wipe out, can easily wipe out the native ownership of the land. Because if the majority of the village stockholders sold out their stock, the corporation would be controlled by the outside company, and actually that whoever owns the majority would own and control the land. And one other area that I really do not appreciate, or do not, I guess what I can say is I do not, I'm not very happy with what Congress intended, was the fact that the our villages are separate with the regional cooperation as far as land ownership. And more or less to me, that's a clause where, you know, it gives a region where that could have been powerful to, you know, we have already encountered and sometimes do not agree with our regional cooperation. And I do not sometimes respect our regional cooperation. But my belief is that we still own the land because we have always been here. And I guess one thing that I didn't mention earlier is the fact that we're in the process of dissolving the municipal form of government that we foresee as a main threat within the Akedzo Native community. And we're in the process of submitting our newly circulated petition dated July 4, 1984 to dissolve the city of Akedzo, to enable our local tribal government to be the sole governing body and the sole tribal governing authority of Akedzo Native community, which I foresee should serve as an umbrella to protect the land. And I think that's the only solution we have at this point if the Native community is to survive. I think every one of the Alaska Native communities should dissolve their city governments and revitalize and strengthen their tribal governments.
What is to happen to the assets of the city government?
Well, I guess the state of Alaska is, well, there's such a state law where if it's if the state, I mean the city property is worth more than $25,000, the city voters would vote on it, and if the majority say so, they would. But apparently the state does not want to do that because of the I guess the state itself have not been very cooperative as far as recognizing the tribal governments. And as far as the council is concerned, as far as our elder, Mr. William Lomack, is concerned, it's once the city property is placed in a community, it's for the community, period. It's for the community. Okay. I guess that's going on.
Well, thank you, Mr. George. Thank you very much.
Charles James, I'm from Rakichuk, stockholder from Rakichuk Limited, member of the Fire Council. I'd like to use the Kalakawa Pichir up Kachakana Kaisen. But 1991, tax sales had kept Kataka, a scene Kaisen Ayakucha. Kik shana like a honey pakatak of pak important tahtak. As in the darkest thing, a rook clicker who hung with a tax sank came in the pile of no mountain tick back on the target. Came a catcher on my tahit lafanta awatini tax sank. I came to just come at target. First of all, I'd like to ask what your view is on the taxation of 1991. My ancestors have lived here. It's our land. It's our basis of survival. And we're talking about somebody coming out from some place down there, and he's telling us he's going to give us he's going to give out tax. He's going to give us tax for living here, for our land, our livelihood, my food, and everything else. Let's see, as of today, as the Anskar law and Anskar law as it goes says that everybody is going to pay taxes. My people, they're going to tax. They're going to levy a certain amount of tax for being here, for owning a land, and doing it. What's your view, brother?
Well, my job is to go around to these hearings and to consider what your views are. It's your views that are important, because I want to find out what you think. After I've heard from people in villages all over Alaska, I'll write my report, and it'll be based on what you say. No. But I'm only halfway through all the villages, so wait until I've been to them all, and then I'll write a report, and I'll say, when it comes to taxation of ancestral land, mm-hmm. this is what the people told me. Well, I certainly know what your view is, but you have to let me complete my travels through the state before I set out what I'm going to recommend in my report.
Yeah, I'm asking what your view is on this problem here.
Well,
can somebody come in and tell me to pay a certain amount of money for my right, my land, my livelihood?
All right, well, if, let me put it this way, native governments, tribal governments in the lower 48 don't pay property tax to the state or the local municipal governments on their land. They have sovereign immunity. They don't pay taxes. But those native governments, those tribal governments, can impose taxes on the people living within the native community. But in under ANCSA, 20 years after you receive, 20 years after the native corporations receive their land, the state of Alaska and the boroughs can impose taxes on that land. So that's what you will be faced with 20 years after your corporations receive their land. Now, some native people in Alaska have said to me, well, maybe we can get that law changed. Maybe we can get Congress to say that native corporations don't have to pay taxes on their land ever. Others, like most of the people here, say the best way to handle this is to transfer the land from the corporations to the IRAs. And they say that in that way, the sovereign immunity of the IRAs will be like an umbrella over the land, and it can't be taxed by the state or the boroughs. Now, I'm looking at those suggestions, when I write my report in next year, I'll set out what I think is the best suggestion. Okay, I'm here to listen to your suggestion. And I think I understand what you're suggesting.
Tax kaisen tarinsien etäkäkyyti. Tarvamassiin kaisen apraujutjen tarinoman leitak, nasionahak. Hankuta akkeetso mini nanise masanatan kua tavahapsi mafsni. Kitu omen taivani taaksaan kalahsin maitsaakak. Hankuta minna utkaaput. Hoina mutpaitlahajaakau takahtarajaaksaatu. Tegua min taaksaarajaakkaa. Kaisnaajaakkaa. Kitu omen aki vitsaarajaak taaksaalik. Otan kalahtkaliya. Unistka paali maankhtakkaa. Tuossa ministeriä aamunen tunnistamina. Saita taidutun kanssalta. Kaisin alat muntaan kalahsitun taisit masoinnian huomasin seuduku. Unasin miskaksiku tai yksäitaka. Aki lekoilat kuksikikä näkyyna näkyntikitsä. Aki lekoilku hokko juuska aki litaksiku ashakkoakan. Toivaa aki litaksiku pilaku. Sitka toiku pihtutun. Pieni vettä. Kodan steenis, Mr. Berger. Somebody came into my life, my land, my livelihood, and giving us living for living in that land, my dad's land, my grandfather, my forefather's land. Somebody from outside. I'm sorry for all this. But it's high time to face this problem. Indians down there, in Law 48. They didn't face this. They faced war, they faced death, they faced starvation, they faced sickness. Giving upon this strange thing. Dagon, I have faith right now that this formation of Unit 4 villages and villages down there at this time, that they will have power. They have their right. It's written in the Constitution of the United States of America. It is right there, and there's no other way to face it. It is high time to face the realities. It's high time. And I believe that nobody should come in here into the native village of Akishak and tell us to levy a tax, a certain amount of tax, maybe 1 cent, that's too much, 1 cent too much. That's our land. Even Tuluksak, Kuihluk, Saforanak, Akkiatsak, or whatever. We have at this time been fighting for our rights as natives, as aborigines, as you call it, the natives of the land, and we have lived in this land, we worked, and have recently been subjected to all these laws that came to our lands, our laws. It's kind of mixed up as of today. So we'd like to clarify and understand what the United States of America, the state of Alaska, and all other resources that have come into our lives to clarify what we want to understand. At this time, we're kind of lost. We don't know what's happening. We're lost. We're trying to understand. As of today, you see all these people, they're interested. They're interested to their own livelihood. What's going to happen in 1991? Who's going to pay taxes? Who's going to bring out the monies? That's a tough question. As of today, I don't understand all these people have $100 in their wallet. No money. But I'm thanking you, Berger, for coming here, for listening to our concerns, our, you know, I don't know. We have so much to face to. We have a lot of things to think about. We have a lot of plans. But where to start? Unit 4 Villages. They're starting right now. I believe they're going to succeed. They're going to fight on. They're going to fight on and fight on and fight on. Villages from other parts of Alaska. I know they're going to stand up for their rights. There's not going to be any wars as down in lower 48. There's not going to be any conflict. But by this piece of paper, they're going to succeed. Huangkuta Alaska Kamini Huatmayorogut. Maichpak Huanichpak Tanghumadakakut Kassat Civilization Pixanata Togram Civilization Mogut Alakutin Khatagut Kanagutin Khatatu Mana Taxar Yumasata Ukfakanitaka Chaknik Nakuntai Lutum Chakmakin Akmakin Nakuntu Alakutin Kalakin Gata Ukfakanitanka Hongkota Taxanik Pinataki is native. Aki is Jimmy Takahunia Antra Apama Atamasa Atulasa. Хуйна хапи камку. Хуйна хлю ато лах камку. Хочу clarify my views. My grandfather's land, my father's land, and now it's my mother's land. It's not under my name, but it's still in my family. I don't want to pay any taxes in my land. I don't want to levy any taxes given unto me. I wouldn't recognize anything to do with any taxes. That's the problem I'm facing right now. As to this conference, it's up to the villages what their views are and anything that's up to them. But for the majority, I would say that the people would not give any taxes out, they wouldn't do anything about it. The Anxala didn't do anything and have not considered the village's view, the individual's view, into this problem, into do this. We would hand out our rights as Native Americans, as Alaskans, individuals, Alaskans, Aborigines, to clarify it and to view it as simple as this.
Thank you. Maybe we could take a 5-minute break and then see if others wish to speak after that. We'll just take a break for 5 minutes. Do we need an interpreter? Do you want an interpreter? Well, we'll reconvene now and...
How could that tolerate when he changed the Brinaksar? We are Kayak Sugo Kekin Tusksam. My name is Moses Peter, and I'm from the community of Tuluksak. Commissioner Berger, tribal governments within Administrative Unit 4, and distinguished guests. The Native people have only one belief, that there is only one government, and that government is the government of Almighty Creator. There are many governments within the society that we live in that has done injustice or wrongfully to its own domestic people. Although that there were constitutions that the government has to follow, there are written constitutions and unwritten constitutions. The written constitutions, for example, is of the federal government. And I do believe the written unconstitution is Great Britain. And the Native Inuits of Alaska have an unwritten constitutions, but they have laws that they have been abiding with for generations. When Magna Carta, or the Great Charter, was first established by the kings and their nobles, they did not dream that they were laying the foundation of the new government. In Magna Carta, there is no mention of democracy, but however, the document was the major step forward in the development of freedom, and it meant that there was a law which was above the king and which he could not break. Although the federal government has its own written constitution that it has to be abided by with, when the so-called ANCSCA was created, to me, it is an unconstitutional act, and it is a discriminatory act with which the federal government broke its own law. For as the preamble states, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish judgment, ensure democracy, tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and to secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and to our prosperity. What do they mean by prosperity? within Amendment 5, which was ratified in 1870, it states that the rights of every citizen in the United States and all persons that are born with the neutralization of the United States is subject to the jurisdiction. What about our generations which weren't included within the provision of Public 292-203, which we all know as ANSCA? Why weren't they included within that act? We all know that there is a UN, which is the United States, and which was organized by 132 nations that works for the peace and the security and the betterment of mankind. And the United States is a member of that United Nation. And it has two main goals for peace and human destiny. And there is a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was adopted by the United General Assembly on December 10, 1948, to set forth its basic rights, economic, political, and social rights, and freedom of every person. Democracy is governed by the people, for the people. Within the provision of the Act, it states to provide for the settlement of certain lands of Alaska Natives and for other purposes. And within the Declaration of Policy, the Congress finds and declares that there is an immediate need of fair and just settlement of all claims by Natives and Native groups of Alaska. And there is a clause here based on Aboriginal land claims. And my question is ANSCA an Indian country? I see Mr. Case nodding his head. To me, ANSCA is not an Indian country because it was established by the federal government. To me, Indian country means all of my homeland within this great state. That is the definition of the Indian country to me. I'm not a lawyer. And there is a question whether ANSCA can be transferred in trust to our own government, which is an IRA. And whether within the 25 U.S.C. Code 462 and 473A, is it still vital after the enactment of ANSCA? When the Assistant Solicitor of the Indian Affairs issued a memorandum which concluded that the taking of land in trust for the IRA entities in Alaska by the Secretary could be an abuse of the Secretary's authority under 25 U.S.C. 645. as I stated before, the United States has its own constitution written. The native people of Alaska has their own constitution, which is unwritten, which the native Inuits of Alaska has always been abided with. Therefore, the only solution of the Inuits of Alaska, to me, is to take the federal government to the litigation system. That is the only solution that is left. How else are we going to go through with it?
Thank you, Commissioner Berger.